We're already started. Go.
All right, Fight Insight fans, listeners, viewers, welcome to a very important day in Fight Insight podcast today. Because you know who will be hosting it? Princey D, Timmy B. You already know. All right. So today, again, like I said, it's going to be a very important day. Because today, you know what, Tim, I want you to let them know what is happening today. Why is this podcast so important for us Fight Insight podcasters, listeners, viewers?
Last week, you said that the people wanted a fighter. Last week, mm-hmm. you said the people expect us to bring a fighter on, and we threw a curveball. We didn't, and we brought in Dr. Jim.
We brought a doctor out.
Dr. Jim, we love you. We will have him on again. But yeah, this week, we did bring a fighter.
Yes.
We brought a friend of yours and mine.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is, I'm going to read out some accomplishments here. He is a two-time provincial champion, one-time national champion, second place 2018 International Kickboxing Federation, current Canadian 142 Waco kickboxing champion. By day, he's an elevator mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By night, aside from being a Muay Thai fighter for 8 years, he is a professional videographer. And I think he's going to tell us about being a future fight promoter. Let's welcome our guest, Preston. You may call him Press Farrell.
Press the best. Okay. Welcome to the podcast.
How's it going, buddy?
Not bad. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, right. Good to see you, man.
It's fun, you know. I mean, like, I had so many things I had to do today, but then I was like, you know, we'll sit down and I'll talk to you guys.
That's right. Thank you.
We're filling up your schedule with our time, and you know, you're gonna be. I'm just gonna say this right now, Timmy B. I'm telling you, this guy right here, it could be one of the first interviews, and then later on, you're gonna see him in front of SportsCenter.
That's right.
Saying, going, guys, I don't have time. Thanks for the opportunity. You know what? My schedule is just so filled up. I can't talk to any of you guys. Like,
and then you know what? We'll just re-air this one again, as if it was fresh, and I'll just change the font so it looks like it's new.
And you know what's gonna happen? Press is gonna be like, sorry guys, you know what? The money's changed me. I'm different now. That's gonna be the response that we'll be getting. So we're glad we still got you, still fresh, you know, still on your come up.
Yeah, it's either gonna be bad or homeless. So
no, man, come on. No, listen, hard work, you guys
have me on
dedication,
again, so some shelter and whatnot.
Yeah, bring you in. Yeah,
start a charity.
That's not it. No, Press. I see a bright future in you. And you know what? We're going to fire away. We're going to ask you a couple questions. So let me ask you. So Press the best. Let me ask you, buddy. What made you think, hey, I'm going to start kicking people for fun, and I'm going to make it a hobby, and I'm going to make it I'm going to try and make it as a professional sport and get into it? What made you want to get into fighting?
All right. Little long story here, I guess. You're going to learn from this whole thing. Like, I suck at stories, but we're going to see how this goes. Okay.
Perfect. So do we.
Yeah. So throughout like school, like elementary school and high school, I was doing just soccer. Like, I've always been athletic, jumping in and out of sports and whatnot. Track is probably where I got the furthest. I used to do like 100 meter hurdles, just all sprints. Wow. Anything more than 400 meters was just scary for me. Not a long distance guy. And it shows in the fights too. But
I don't think so, Press. I've seen you knock out guys like a round in. You're like, and
oh yeah,
like,
those are the good ones when they end early. They don't have to get tired. third rounds are not my friend.
Or walked fair. Into a jab. Walked into a jab. Go ahead, buddy. Yeah.
So the idea was trying to get a scholarship in track my 12th year. But I got injured and that didn't really happen. Tried doing track again at a York University, but everyone was just kind of way above me at that point. So I was watching, like, I got hooked on UFC. That was like right around, I think it was UFC 101. It was like Forrest Griffin and Anderson Silva. That's when I like got into it.
Yes.
And I loved Forrest Griffin. So like that did not go well for me at all.
That was a tough fight.
I remember that fight because it was the fight where he caught him. It was like a backwards jab. Like he was, he clipped him, right? And so, oh man, yeah.
Was that the one where at the end of the fight he ran out of the ring and he just left, right? That was like the weirdest thing. And he did that a couple times, I remember too.
Yes. He did it on his last fight with Tito Ortiz when he thought he lost, but he actually won.
And then so he ran back in.
Got him to come back in because he won.
Yeah. The weirdest thing. Anyways, wow. Okay. So you're watching. You're watching Forrest, and you're watching Anderson.
Yeah. So I decided, you know, like whatever. Maybe competitive sports are done for me now, so I'll just join a gym to, you know, stay active and pretend like I'm in the UFC or something, right?
Nice, thanks.
So I first found one gym, which turned out to be like a huge scam. It was just a huge money grab and not healthy whatsoever. And they talked bad about P4P, pound for pound. That's the gym that I go to. They always talked bad about the place, about how it's just the classes are too big and it's more of like a boxer size place and whatever. But then eventually I ended up trying a class there and fell in love with it. Crusage, he's the coach then. He's still the coach now. Mm-hmm. So he brought me in, taught me the ways and whatnot.
And then, sorry, Press, for those that don't know, P4P, pound for pound, the gym that Press is talking about is in Pickering, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so still the plan wasn't to, like, do any fighting or anything, right? Because that was just, like, crazy to think about. Like, that would hurt. Right. But a year in, was doing, you know, sparring continuously and whatnot. And then that's when we had demos, unsanctioned demos. So,
yeah. So the in houses.
Yeah. The in houses, the smokers, whatever they call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had another coach who would just call me on the Friday night and say, hey, Saturday during the day, there's this fight at this gym here. You want to come do it? Like the guy's also new, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not doing anything. Like, it could be fun.
So Preston, it was like a last minute thing, and you just like, hey, I'm just gonna go and fight this guy.
Maybe 80% of my fights have all been like
last minute.
In the last 5 days' notice, yeah.
And so, do you find that better for your stress and for like anxiety because then you don't really have time to worry?
Yeah, for sure. Mostly for the weight. Like I hate if I know I have a fight coming in 2 months and the whole time I'm just thinking about, all right, I got to start eating healthy and whatnot, which is good because you always perform better when you eat healthy, right? And you cut down to the weight class that you actually prefer.
Prince and I would know nothing about eating healthy, but go ahead.
Yeah. What are you talking about? So Tim, being an avid bodybuilder such as myself, I don't know anything about, I guess it's, yeah, Press, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I tried. Okay. Go ahead, Press. So you came in, you know, and what happened to that first fight? What was the result?
It went well. I wouldn't say I kicked the guy's ass, but I mean, if there was a winner, it probably would have been me.
Okay. Well,
and that's the tough thing, right? Like, how many in houses have you fought in?
Jeez,
I mean, you must have fought in tons.
Like minimum 20.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is that they don't call a winner in these things, but you always know whether or not you kind of won, right? Like there's always, Okay.
So
were you winning most of them? Like on the 20, like you're pretty much winning these things on a consistent basis.
So actually here, so I had that first fight and it went well. So I was like, wow, like maybe I'm actually decent at this, right? Cause at my gym, like I'm sparring with the few pros we have and whatnot, guys much bigger than me. So you can't really, it's hard to gauge how good you actually are until you're actually going 100% with someone else that's kind of equal to you.
Yeah.
So it was like the week or two later, there was another smoker that popped up. So same thing, brought me through. We did it. Guy was much bigger than me, but it was just like, I don't know, back and forth. I still held my own. And then the third demo, it was at this other sketchy gym. And they put me with a dude who, I mean, I don't know if he was pro at that point. He was probably like he's probably at the point that I'm at like right now in my career. And he was much taller and he just friggin' like He was pounding on me. He was throwing me all around. He was doing like judo throws on me, and the ref had to keep telling him.
Oh, really?
Judo throws in a Muay Thai fight.
Yeah, just throwing me like over his shoulder and whatnot.
Yeah.
I remember after that fight, I went back in my car, and like it was maybe an hour and a half before I was able to drive home just because my ribs were hurting so much. Like I couldn't turn sideways or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I so remember no, there
been a few. That's probably been the only demo where I've gotten my ass kicked.
I remember we went out with Zach Connolly, and we went out with him. I forget where it was, but a bunch of us went out for one of his fights. And before his fight, there were these two guys, and they must have been heavyweights. Like they were big boys.
Yeah.
And the one guy who was, they were pretty evenly matched, but the one guy, every time they'd grab, he would like literally suplex them onto the ground and he would get admonished. Like the ref would be like, you can't do this, whatever. And it got to the point where like the ref was going to take away a point or like he was doing something.
Yeah.
And again, the guy did it, smashed him to the ground. Like the whole crowd is going, whoa, like this is insane. It's like you're watching WWF. And then the guy couldn't get up. And so he lost.
This was an actual fight?
No, like this was like an actual fight. And I forget how it ended, but like the guy obviously was taking way too much damage from these like illegal suplexes. Yeah, it was crazy, man. So I've seen that before.
It's almost like the same rule as like getting kicked in the crotch. Mm-hmm. So like,
okay,
there's a point, right? But if your opponent can't come back after the 5 minutes or whatever,
you win, you win by default then, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, or the guy...
You might as well kick him hard, right?
Yeah, or the guy continues to fight, but he's like, weakened
due
to the low blow, and you're going to take advantage the rest of the fight. So, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I know. It's a weird... some weird rules, but yeah.
Wow. So, okay. So, Press, you know what? So, moving on from that, let me ask you. So, what are some of your, like, memorable moments? Like, what are some of the, one of those fights where, like, it just stuck to you? Like, well, man, you fought till the very end. You were gassed out. You did everything that you can. Like, what are some of those fights? Do you remember any of those?
Yeah, a few. So, like, my very first sanctioned fight, we'll go with that. So, that was actually a provincial tournament. There was four of us. And one of the guys, he was Zach Dessa from my gym.
Zach Dessa, yeah. He
started the other time. P4P Zach, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually in, where is he at now? Cambodia. He's in Cambodia right now trying to get pro fights because that's like one of the only places where you can get them right now.
Nice. He's in Cambodia right now, so he's actually fighting down there? Really? Yeah. Wow.
I mean, for a fight.
That's it. And let me tell you guys, like P4P, like the fighters over there, all scrappers, but some of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And they're so humble, like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, man, I just seen you like head kick a guy 2 minutes ago. And he's like, hi guys. And I'm like, man, I should be doing this. But then he's like, yeah, it felt good. I kicked him. It was nice. Right. But yeah.
Hard to put on like a tough guy act, but, yeah. So we were in this tournament. Zach was actually in the same bracket as me. So I was kind of like, you know, crap, like what if we have to fight each other, right? But luckily for the first round, he was fighting someone else. I was fighting someone else. We kept talking like, oh, you know, like maybe we'll fight in the finals together, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so I won my fight. He actually lost his fight. And I always thought he was a better fighter than me. Mm. So seeing him getting beaten, it was kind of like, you know, just scary, right? Like this guy was going to kick my ass or something. Mm. So that was a fight that just went back and forth till we like barely couldn't stand anymore.
Wait, when you're fighting the guy?
Yeah, when I was fighting the guy who beat Zach in the finals there.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. I wish I had the video for that one because that was pretty cool.
Wow. And did it come out on top. Nice.
Yeah. So that was my first belt I got that got stolen.
Okay.
Another one. The knockout, that's been like my most famous one, I guess. So I fought this dude named, he goes by Coco, but he spells it Cuckoo. I don't know if he knows that, but it kind of tells you what kind of guy he is, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of guys from our gym, they actually fought him and they've either knocked him out or just beaten him like completely, right? So they're all like, oh, it's gonna be an easy fight, like you have this, you don't even have to train, blah blah blah. But I watched him fight like a few months before that, and I watched him.
Whoosh. Oi. I can hear. Oi.
This was maybe the fight after.
Okay. I'm too anxious on the pictures here. I've got a few pictures.
But that was a good one. That was my Anderson Silva front kick right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I watched this guy actually knock out somebody like 2 months before we fought. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh, you know, maybe he got better and whatnot, like changed his life around, you know. But yeah, so we started that fight and it was just everything was going my way. I was throwing feints. He bit at everything. I just directed like where we're going to be in the ring. Everything was landing. It was just having my way the whole time, right? So threw out a few jabs, got him to like duck in the corner kind of thing, and then threw that leg kick or the head kick, I guess. And yeah, he just went he went through the ropes onto the trophy table, knocked over the trophies, and knocked the tooth out too.
So the ref
comes over to me while I'm like celebrating, and she's like, hey, do you have his tooth in your foot? I'm like, what? She's like, his tooth, is it in your foot? And then she goes down and checks. She's like, okay, no, you're okay.
Find his tooth. wow. Well, you know what? Okay, so what I was going to ask you, Preston, actually, well, you know what? Moving forward, like, what do you think is, what's next for you? Like, what are you hoping to do moving forward with your fight career? Like, what's next for you? What's next for Press the Best?
Getting paid. I want to get paid to fight. I think that would that would motivate me a bit more. So I don't know if like you guys might know. I don't know if everyone knows, but pro fighting in Canada, in most parts in Canada, is actually illegal.
No.
We can have pro fights in a way, but they're not allowed to pay us for them.
Oh, so, really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird it's weird that you can fight amateur when you don't really know what you're doing, but when you actually do know what you're doing, it's just like, nope, can't do that anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, I mean, Canada's got so much local talent, like, you know, yourself, some of the fighters of PvP and other gyms as well. It's just a whole talented group of, you know, that's fighters that's out there, but just not getting the recognition, right? I mean, that's what we're hoping that, you know, Fight Inside Podcast, that's, you know, we're going to bring it out there. We're going to show the people that the multiple Canadian fighters that we have on deck. And you know what? Actually, Preston, what I wanted to ask you, there was a fight. There was a in-house. The first time I met Preston, guys. I was an MC, and I was MCing one of the in-house at that fight. And you know, Preston's getting ready. He's getting ready, stretching and everything. He's, you know, doing all this. And I'm like, I'm hyped up too. I'm like, yeah, man. I just announced the two fights that came in. It was knock 'em, sock 'em robots. And I come in and I'm like, yo, Preston, you ready? Go. And Preston's like, yeah, I'm ready. And I'm looking at him like, Preston? They go, yeah. Why do you have a tooth on your foot?
Good timing, yeah.
and that's so you're telling me, Preston, so that's the fight that you were talking about, that was that guy's tooth.
Yeah. So actually I had a scar on my foot there. You can't really see it in there, but it was on that in that location. And my sister, I was taking her to get a tattoo. It was like 2 days after that for her birthday.
Yeah.
The guy's like, oh, I still have time. Like, do you want a tattoo? I was like, actually, yeah, I kind of think I know what I want. So I got the little, the tooth with the winky face there.
Wow. Nice. That's amazing. So you just, you know what? So, that's the thing. So even thinking about some of the MMA fighters out there, what do you guys think are the most like interesting tattoos you've seen? Like, I mean, everyone knows the Conor McGregor, the gorilla on the chest, but do you guys know anything, like anything else just sticks into your head? Like, hey, that's a cool tattoo.
Good question. For like UFC fighters?
Yeah. Like I, you know what? Conor's was like the most epic one. Cause everybody's like, oh man, that was a gorilla on the chest. That's nuts. Okay. And everyone just, you know, that's one of those ones that kind of sticks to you, right?
Yeah. There was a dude that Michael Bisping fought, and he had like a huge, it was like an Elvis or something on his shoulder. It looked like the worst thing ever. Like, I think that's the whole
yeah.
fight.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I can't remember his name, but this thing yeah. won by eye poking him. He couldn't continue mm-hmm. the fight, and then somehow Bisping won because of that.
Like a suplex in a Muay Thai fight. That's yeah. you get those wins, man.
Two ways to win.
I know the one that I always liked was Michael Johnson, Michael the Menace Johnson. He has yeah. the like the rosary that looks like it's wrapped around his mm-hmm. arm, so it goes around the back and like under. Right, I always liked right. that one. I always thought that one was pretty awesome. I wanted to get gangster, that.
Yeah,
that looked pretty good. I'm gonna say the story where I think I met Preston when he came over to our gym for like training and stuff. And I always remember this guy was such a nice guy because, you know, you can meet new people when you're sparring and training and some guys go out to kill you. Right.
Yeah.
And, but Preston was a very respectful fighter. I always appreciated that about him. And he was a nice guy, but I remember going to a fight. And again, this was, I think for our friend Robbie, maybe he was fighting or Jackson. I think it was one of Jackson's fights and we were out, say like Whippy area or whatever. And I see Preston, he's warming up and he's there and he's doing his thing. And then he turns and the shirt he's wearing is a giant To Anyone sign. And I don't know if you guys know, do you know what To Anyone is, Prince?
It's a Korean group, right? Like a music group, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a famous girl K-pop group. If people know CL, that's who, she's the big famous one that came out of that group. Mm. But she was part of that group. And I turned and look at Preston. He's wearing this To Anyone shirt. And I'm like, that can't be, right? Like, that doesn't make sense. And I went over. I'm like, man, is that To Anyone? He's like, yeah. And so, Preston, you walk out to K-pop music, right?
Yeah. So that's like my little signature thing. Okay. So one thing that I've always hated, I guess, is so everyone always has like some sort of gangster song that they walk out to, right? Like they'll either play, and it's the same ones. It's Eminem. It's like some Dr. Dre or 50 Cent, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's always the same songs. And I don't know. So I'm just like, why don't we just switch it up? Like one, it makes me more comfortable because I'm just having fun and then everyone else is having fun.
Yeah.
Right. And that's when I fight the best, when I'm just relaxed. Right.
It's funny, Preston, because when your interest music came on, everyone's like, why is this guy playing K-pop music? And low key, I was in the back going, oh, no, I know this one. Oh. So I was hitting all that moves. I was like, oh, man. This guy is so cool. Like, you know what? He broke away from the stereotype. Oh, you come in, it's the gangster, the hip hop, that you know, I'm gonna bop, 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 bip, bop, bop. But no, he came in. I wish you came in with some Big Bang music. That would have been so cool. Big Bang. I know every choreography, like every dance moves they got over there, mastered all of it.
See, other than Psy, I'm not too big on the male artists over there in Korea. I don't know why.
Smart.
You don't hit
smart
because
right you're a smart guy. That's why. Yeah. Yeah.
But so FX, that's one of the bands I use a lot. Okay. Mamamoo.
Yes.
Jesse Ho. Yeah, there's a few of them that I keep reusing. But yeah, I don't know. It brings a good mood to everybody, and everyone thinks like, oh, there must be some Korean dude coming out, and then it's just me, right?
Wow. So yeah.
And then along that lines, if you don't mind, you've got a brand along the Korean line. You've got a brand with that is called Chingu.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the little man logo.
Yeah. My stick man. I don't know if you can see. Hold on.
And so I see this on his Instagram.
How do I get that to focus? Yeah.
That's it. I got
like a stick man on my wrist here.
All right.
Another one on this one.
Yeah.
I did a bad job. It's not really centered on that one, but
now, so what's the story there? This branding that you're doing and what does Chingu mean for people?
Yeah. So the whole Korean thing, like it wasn't completely random. It was, I wanted to learn a language. Right. And I heard Korean's actually the easiest language for people that speak English to learn.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
So I started that, which brought me into the whole community and world of Korea. So I started this brand. First it was a t-shirt brand, and then I kind of scrapped that because I realized you need like a story behind the clothing line before you just release the clothing line, right? So Chingu doesn't translate perfectly into English, but what it means is friend and peer. Mm. So I found like hobbies are important for me, right? For there's a lot of people these days that are just kind of lost, like lost and depressed. And most of it, I think, is coming from social media, just getting wrapped up in the lives of celebrities and whatnot. They're just not getting their doses of dopamine from the right sources, right? So I think the importance of actually having a hobby, something that's not just your job, you know, it's healthy, right? So I've tried to promote through having a hobby, you'll meet peers, right? Like just peer is someone that has something in common with you. You guys have a common goal. So something like Muay Thai, for example, you guys mm-hmm. will meet and you're both going towards the same goal. So your peers, it doesn't matter your age difference or, you know, your wealth difference, your culture, whatever, you guys have something in common. And then through that, you guys become friends too, right? And that's much stronger bond than just, I don't know, adding someone on Instagram, being like, hey, you're hot, and trying to build something off that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's kind of just the message that I've been, that's a nice picture of me.
There you go. Well, speaking of hot, this photo is for the ladies right here. Yeah, there you go.
Change my Instagram to that.
Man, Preston, it looks so emotional. It looks so like, yo, you're just about to shoot like a Boys to Men video. So guys,
hold on. So then, but where is this Chingu brand going now? So you're saying it was the clothing, but you're...
So now I tie that into my videography business. So I also picked up videography and photography. And I'm trying to... So I'm starting like my own, almost like if you want to call it like a magazine or a blog or whatever. Like I want to showcase different hobbies that people can join into and whatnot. So I want to take some fighters and I want to highlight their life, make a little mini documentary out of it and whatnot. Just showing people, right? And then maybe I'll switch to dance. Maybe I'll switch to art and just keep building something like that. Also, I have these Chingu fights that I want to start up.
This is what I wanted to hear about. This is what I was excited about. Yeah.
So I learned that, like, yeah, it is expensive to kind of to throw a fight, but it's not too expensive. We were talking about the demos, how they used to be unsanctioned. You can just have them at any gym while you're having a barbecue or whatever, right? Throw any two people together, doesn't matter their weights, whatever. But now they're all sanctioned, fortunately and unfortunately. So at least they're safer. But now you have to pay for like the organization to come down. You have to pay for the doctor. You have to pay for the referee and all this stuff. It's too much for these gyms to pay for, and that's why they're not doing them anymore.
Yeah.
And because of this, people aren't getting into the fight world now because, you know, they want to get their experience, but the only place they can get their experience is like a nationals tournament or, you know, it's a little bit intimidating, right? So what I'm looking to do is I want to host an event where every fight is going to be someone's debut. Like every fighter is going to have their first fight. Right. So it's just new fighter against new fighter, new fighter, new fighter. Mm-hmm. And then maybe the very last fight, I'll throw two pro level fighters together. Right. It'll be like an A class fight just to show like this is what everyone's going to be working up to. Right. I think it'd be entertaining. And I think it would fill up the seats a lot, too, because usually when people have their first fight, a lot of people come out to support. Right. Like family, friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it would do well. That's something that hopefully we can see maybe next year when we're allowed to go outside again.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And you know what? The thing is, I remember emceeing my first first emceed for P4P, and the two big fighters that actually came out. Well, big shout outs to my boy Ziggy, because he was one of the ones that actually in the ring. I'll never forget it too, because when we came on, when we announced it, because we were so hyped, and it was our first, it was like technically my first year in P4P. We were all hyped, and we really wanted our boy Ziggy to win. We really wanted him to go in there and go all out, and he went all out. And I'm telling you, the gym just erupted. I swear, I threw a chair at the because we were like, because you know what, we were all coming up together. We were all training. We were all getting better. We were all improving all at the same time. And then when he got in, he was like, he was fighting for all of us. It was like for all of Stouffville. Like, we're doing it together. Like, yes, we got this. And then when he landed that knockout, the person was like, the fight, I remember Chris Williams was the one actually refereeing the fight. He's like, yeah, it's done. It's done. Oh my goodness. The whole, we were losing it. And yeah, it was, you know what? You're right. Especially when it's your first fight, you got your family, your friends coming out there, supporting you, wanting you to be, you know, to do your very best. And then when you hear your name get called out in the ring, it's like, Preston, and you just feel it, right? So, but yeah, no, definitely. That's you know, that's one of those things that, you know, for especially for your the fights that you're trying to set up, I think you're gonna put a lot of people to come out, because a lot of people will want to support their their family, their friends. And you know, it's not easy to step onto the ring. I mean, it's easy to talk about it, it's easy to say all these things, but when you step in the ring, it's a totally different thing. Even when I'm sparring, I sparred with Tim, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna knock this guy out. He sparred in, and literally he was chasing me around like, Tim, stop hitting me, man. The bell rang. He's just like, Prince, it was like a minute into the sparring, what are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, that's it. So Press, when you're saying that you want, we look forward to the Chingu fights for sure. And when you do get that off the ground, we definitely want to have you back to be able to promote it here and tell everybody where they can watch it. But until then, you're trained like post COVID or middle of COVID, whatever we are now, you're still training now?
Like, it's tough at our gym right now. Like, they're only allowing, 10 people? And it's kind of
right.
Hidden the bag, right? There's not much technical or any sparring and whatnot. I mean, there is sparring to be found, but it's just kind of underground and a little dangerous, right?
and so what is the plan? Like you were saying, you want to turn pro, and so for those so for those that are watching and or listening to you, what is the process by which you become a pro? And how will that work out, especially like you're saying, for someone in Canada?
Mm-hmm. So honestly, like, to become pro, it's literally just once you sign your first pro fight, like once someone calls you up saying like, hey, we want you to fight here, and then you sign and you get paid. That's kind of when you.
That's the baptism.
Yeah. We have a rule here, like with our like MTO and Waco and all that. I think it's you're allowed up to 2 pro fights and then still be able to fight like A class or whatever. So you're kind of just pro am at that point.
Okay.
After the 2 fights, you're just stuck with a pro, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm at that point right now. I've had 2 pro fights, Canadian pro fights.
Okay.
We fight pro rules, just no pay, right? I had a 5-round fight and a 3-round fight. The 3-round was we did this Canada versus China event.
Yes.
Yep. So that was pretty big. I mean, that's a funny one too. So yeah, listen to this. My first pro fight, I took on 1 day's notice, the day before the fight. I was making t-shirts for my buddy who was also fighting on that card. So I'm running around doing all this promotional stuff for him. And then someone backs out and they ask me like, hey, do you want to jump on this fight tomorrow? So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure.
So you start scratching off your buddy's name on the t-shirts and start putting yours instead.
I know. I'm like, fuck, I should try and make some money for myself.
Yeah.
The morning of the fight, I worked 10 hours of overtime. Wow. Bringing an escalator into the Young and Shepherd station. So I worked 10 hours overtime, starting at like, I think it was 5 a.m. And then we fought, whenever. Like, I think it was maybe 7 or something like that p.m. by the time we started. 14,000 people in China were streaming it live at that point.
Wow.
That was fun. Lost by split decision. But that's a fight where, like, it's online. You can watch it. Every time I watch it, I'm like, I don't know how I lost that fight. But
yeah. Okay, so you know what? We will add, we're going to get your contact stuff too at the end of this podcast, but don't forget, send us that link for that fight and we'll put it down so that people can watch it and click on it. Yeah, that's cool.
What happened was I knew I was up the first two rounds. So I just, the third round, I was like, as long as I don't get knocked out, I'm going to win. So I kind of took it off a bit. And I think that's like, because he ended strong, maybe that's what the judges saw, whatever. The two judges. You listen to the commentator, like the whole fight, there's like, yeah, Preston took this. I think Preston took this. I don't know. That one kind of bugged me. But the dude's local. We'll run it again sometime when we're both. Like, I don't even know what the weight was for that fight. I stood on the scale. There's like, yeah, pose for the pictures and whatever. And then they ran me off. I'm like, oh, what did I weigh in? Like, just don't worry
about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine.
Mind you, I didn't
have any. It's a Canadian professional fight. We're not paying you anyways.
And they're just like, oh, yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Preston's like, you're a super heavyweight. Go in. You're fine. You're good.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, guys, you know what? Again, speaking of fights, so moving on to the next segment of Fight Insight Podcast, Press the Press, you are in for a treat, buddy. Press the best. You are in for a treat. We've got, so in commemoration of the Mortal Kombat movie that's dropping April 16th, yep. Fight on Site. Our two fighters for Fight on Site today will be Mortal Kombat contestants. Who will enter the ring?
Okay, hold on. We got to explain to Press in case he doesn't know. So Press, every week we bring up two fighters.
Right.
Put them head to head. Prince runs them through our Fight in Sight, Fight on Sight, Fight Simulator.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but that doesn't matter because we still ask the fans on Saturday on our Instagram, which is?
Instagram is Fight Insight Podcast. You can follow us on Fight Insight Podcast.
And
you can
find us
yes, okay. See,
Preston doesn't care about our stupid Instagram. He's already a follower.
I'm just getting cold here, you know?
Hold on, let's see. Look at this belt.
Is this the right way? No, it's not.
No, hold on.
I'm the current champion. I think you guys mentioned it before. 142 champion for Waco.
Mm.
I won that in Vancouver last year, maybe 2 years ago. 2 years ago. I'm hoping that they'll remember after COVID because, you know, they're find me around Canada to fight people and defend it.
Yeah. They've lost all their records. They can't remember who's a champion anywhere. Yeah.
Everything's so unofficial around here. It's, I don't know. I'll probably have to remind a few people.
Yeah,
Press. You know what? When you were sitting there, I'm like, when's he gonna flash the belt? Like the belt's right there, man. Like, flash it. Let's go. We'll see the hardware.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. So listen. So Fight on Site. So now, Press. Now you know what Fight on Site's all about. Mm. And we are gonna tell you our picks, our Mortal Kombat contestants, the people that will be stepping into the ring that will duel it out. Okay.
Now, for this week, we're picking actual Mortal Kombat fighters. So this is our third battle. We did real people for the first 2 weeks, and we've already run out of ideas. So now
don't say that, Tim. Don't say that, man. We've got tons of ideas, man.
Yeah.
We just want to switch it up on you guys.
So now we're pretending that we care a lot about the Mortal Kombat movie, and we're picking two Mortal Kombat fighters. And so, Press, you don't get to pick your own fighter, but you can weigh in on whose you think would win in a battle for these two guys. And so, Prince, who's going first?
Who went first the last time?
I feel I went first.
You went first.
Yeah.
So you want me. Okay, so you know what?
You
want
to go first?
I'm going to go first. All right.
Hold on. Let me get your photo of your guy up.
Here we go. Press, you're going to be so happy, and this is it. Ba-blam! Sub-Zero is my pick for Fight on Site segment for this time. And where we're going to be. So the reason why I picked Sub-Zero is because, so a little fun facts on you guys. So Sub-Zero is actually part of a member of Lung Kwai. It's the most powerful factions in the MK universe. So he's like top. The faction that he fights for is just like huge. Second, he's actually a cryomancer. So he has the ability to freeze things and like manipulate air and actually turn things into like weapons. So he can do that. And also another thing, also he's got something called a dragon medallion, which is like one of the powerful artifacts in the MK universe. So those are the three things. And those are that's my pick. That's my pick. And also the moves that I'm going to pick for this fight on site, Mortal Kombat edition, is Ice Blast, which is a signature move. Ground Ice. I don't know if you remember Mortal Kombat 2.
Whoop.
Yeah. Remember when he threw that? Yeah. I remember, when he shot that the first time I saw it, I was like, whoa. Oh, my gosh. Like, the guy's freezing up. He's like, he's going to slip.
The Ice Hadouken?
Yeah, Ice Hadouken. There you go. And then Ice Scepter, which is when it came out in, I believe, Mortal Kombat 4. He turned one of his frozen items into like a massive knife. Like a massive sword. So that's my pick. That's who I'm going to go with. Tim, let's see hear your guy.
Preston does not look impressed at all with your pick, by the way. This seems very, very obvious pick.
It's a little mainstream.
But bam!
Well, here we go.
Here we go. See? Hear that, Prince? We already know where Preston's
going. Okay, here we go. Let's see.
I am picking Smoke. Smoke was my guy in Mortal Kombat 3. I remember going to the arcade and just cleaning house with this guy. A lot of kids lost a lot of quarters to Smoke. He has, in terms of your guy, and I'm disappointed that you didn't mention the lame photo here that I chose of Sub-Zero, because I tried to go with the worst photo possible I could find, and it was, this is the guy from the movie, right? From the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say the something. Worst. I was going to say something. I'm like, man, and Tim does this all the time. He always picks a picture. The worst guy. I picked one guy for a Street Fighter, and the Muay Thai fighter that I picked was Saget. And he picked a picture of him all geriatric, all like standing there. It's just like on a cane. Unbelievable. So go ahead, Tim. Sorry about that.
So Smoke was the guy in the story of Mortal Kombat. He's an assassin that's sent to kill Sub-Zero. So right there, you know that they're not picking a guy that's going to lose. They're obviously picking a guy that can beat him.
Mm-hmm.
He gets converted into a cyborg. Because in Mortal Kombat 3, there were the three robots. There was Cyrax, Sektor, and then Smoke. But Smoke was always the coolest. In all the other Mortal Kombats, I remember playing different Mortal Kombats, and I always would choose Smoke. But he's got the teleport punch. So the minute you're throwing that ice at me, I'm teleporting right under. He's got the, what did he have? The thing, like the claw that shoots out, kind of like the Scorpion get over here thing, right? Mm-hmm. So he has that. And then his finishing move, I read this, it's ranked one of the worst finishing moves of all time. Because I think it was Mortal Kombat 3, his finishing move is where he just detonates the whole planet. I remember the screen zooms out, and you just see Earth, and it just explodes. And it's like, what? Like, this guy can't compete either. Like, what's going on here?
Did that earlier?
Yeah. He could have won every fight, right?
So, but that's what happens when you run out of ideas. I'm just going to blow up the world.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. So that is my guy. I'm picking Smoke Preston as our guest.
Actually, Preston, before
and as a professional fighter.
Time out. Before we press, I want you to weigh in and actually pick the fighter. Actually, I've got bad news for you, Tim. Smoke and Sub-Zero are actually friends.
Yeah, but not when he was asked to murder him.
So if you see the storyline, they were actually like, they got along. Like, they actually go for coffee, and there's a background story. They actually, one of the two fighters actually like looked out for each other.
What would have happened if Preston had to fight Zach in the tournament?
You know, that's like, what
these things happen. These things happen.
But you know what? What I was hoping that when you were telling that story, that you guys actually had to fight in the finals, and then you know it ended up being one of those big movie scenes where like, I can't fight you, man. I can't do it. You guys take off your gloves, and then you both raise both your hands.
Just embrace.
You guys hug each other.
There's always the one guy in the movie who's just like, no, like we have to do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And the one guy keeps holding back.
Yeah.
All right, so Preston, tell us, Preston, man, so who you picking?
Oh, fuck, man, I don't know too much about the Smoke guy. The only Mortal Kombat I really got deep into was the first one for Xbox One. I feel like it's like 5 or something.
Okay.
I mean, Sub-Zero is a staple, right? Like, he's just a well thought out character. But
well thought out. The guy's got an ice move. every comic, everything has an ice guy.
here we go. Tim's always doing stuff.
I heard the guy who made that first movie was he was the same guy that made what was that movie where they were all surgically attached by the mouth?
The human centipede.
Human centipede. Or whatever. Yeah, it was the same guy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, I mean, I'll go with the smoke guy just due to the fact that he would just end the world. Because, I mean,
that's kind of dedication. Yeah.
It might be cheating, but like it's one of those things where if you eye poke a guy too much in a fight, you might win. If you hit him in the crotch too hard, you might win. Yeah. Treat it like a wrestling match.
Man, this is brutal because now technically me and Tim are tied because we're one for one. Because I last time Dr. Jim was the one who picked Saget, and then Press you picked Smoke. But you know what? That doesn't mean anything when we haven't put it into the fight simulator.
All right, here we go.
Simulator. Here we go. Oh my gosh, so Preston,
hold on. Let me get you onto a bigger screen so people can see the magic.
Okay, here comes the magic. So, Preston, if you don't know anything about the fight simulator, this is a $500 million machine that I've actually developed. And over the years, I've actually put in all the fight sequences, all the profiles, all of these major fighters into this one machine that actually develops a fight simulation program that actually helps us find out who the winner is. So here we go. Press, are you ready to go? Are you ready? So you know what? I actually want you to pretend like you're holding a controller and you are going to pick a – you're going to – there you go. You press – grab the controller, Xbox, PS4. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. I wish we had some music. Sub-Zero. Smoke.
Okay, hold on. For the people listening on Spotify – I am Hawkeye, the worst Avenger of all time. Again, it's a sticker on a popsicle stick. And Prince, who is your guy? He's not even centered. Your guy,
my guy's Black Panther.
Right.
Sub Zero's Black Panther, and you've got Hawkeye, who's also missing a leg. You know what? the only reason why I did this is because you guys, it's two against one. So, you know what, we have to, compensate somewhere. So I chopped off one of the legs. I know, actually, it fell out. That's the case.
He's more of an upper body guy.
Upper body guy. Yeah. Let's go. Let's see the controllers. Let's go. Hadouken. Let's see the movements there. Okay, there you go. I guess my guy wins. Yes, so you know what? The fight simulator, again, it does not lie. It tells you the very truth. And you know what? It looks like Sub-Zero takes it. And Sub-Zero, guys, I don't know if you guys know, Sub-Zero is the only character in the MK world that's actually showed up in every game. He's never been cut because he's so good and so popular that, you know what, we're going to keep him on. And he keeps coming back. And
what about the other guy, Scorpion? They don't have him in every game?
Okay, so we're about to...
Hold on. There's a lot of false statistics in this podcast. Like constantly, like anything we've said about Press is correct, right? But any of the other stuff, there's asterisks all over the place. So,
hey, listen, if that's the only way that we're gonna, get our fighter to win, we're just gonna make stats up and just throw it out there, and then you guys as the viewers, you guys decide. You watch our podcast and you guys say, hey, you know what, Prince is right or Tim is right. And that's it, right?
That's right.
So, okay.
All right. So, Preston, we really appreciate you you coming on here. You're our first fighter focus for our podcast. We really appreciate you coming on. Yes. We wish you all the best in your future fights, man. We will always be there to support you. When the Chingu fights come out, you got to let us know. We will be excited for that.
I'll be back.
And for sure, man. And where can people find you, Press, if they want to reach out to you?
So I got on Instagram, I'm just Press the Best. I mean, it should be easy to find. I don't know, man. You can Google me.
All right. We'll put the link
else. My Twitter is embarrassing. I think I'm private with that. Yeah, just let's stick with Instagram. Press the Best.
Stick with Instagram. All right. And we will put the link up for your fight. If you don't mind, we'll put that up, right? And anything, yeah, we'll put that in the YouTube shot there.
It'd be kind of embarrassing. Everyone's like, "Nah, you lost them."
Yeah, We don't have that many followers, Preston. So, I mean, at the worst, two people are going to say that you're wrong. So it's fine.
But not yet. But not yet. Just give us some time. Because then after a while, we're going to be denying people coming on here for interviews. Because, you know, we're just that's just going to pop off. Just like you, Preston, when you start making it big and going to TSN Sports Center, you know. So, thank you, Preston, for coming out. I appreciate you taking the time again, guys. You can follow us at Instagram, Fight Insight Podcast. You can follow us at YouTube, Fight Insight Podcast as well, and Spotify, iTunes, Google. You can find us all there. And if you guys want to be a part of this show, you can also email us at fightinsightpod@gmail.com. And thanks a lot for coming out. And also, big shout out. So we're all about supporting local businesses. So shout outs to the people at North Side of the Map, this clothing brand right here. Okay, it's an amazing clothing brand. They've got tubes, they've got jumpsuits. They've got it all. So big shout outs to North Side of the Map. So we're going to be promoting a lot of local businesses out here. And supporting local fighters. Thank you again, Preston. Appreciate you taking the time, buddy.
Stand up and show the shirt so we can get a better view of it before we go. nice. Look at that. There you go. All right, Press. All the best to you, man. We thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.